Okay, so welcome back, everyone. Last time we started talking about the famous Mordechai, who says that there's an Isser of Mechika, de Rabbanon, involved in eating the cakes with the letters on them. And we talked last time about how this relates to the general Isser Sophia and Ketanim doing Melacha on Shabbos. Now we're going to turn to the Mochek aspect of this Mordechai. So as Yoni pointed out in the previous year, it's very surprising that eating a cake with letters on it would be a problem of mochek. After all, the Tosefta taught us that the definition of mechika is hechsher leksiva, because the Tosefta says that if you erase letters, if you erase tish dio, since that's a hechsher leksiva, even though you're not erasing letters, you're chayev. So that teaches me that the definition of the melacha of ksiva is of mechika is hechsher leksiva, and therefore in this case we're eating the cake. There's certainly no hechsher leksiva. There should be no iser. That's why this Mordechai is a very big chiddush. So one possibility is that the Mordechai who asers eating the cake holds that there's two dinim in mochek. One is hachana leksiva, like mechikas tishtus dio. And the second one is anytime you're mochek osios, regardless, it's aser. In other words, the melacha is also mechikas osios. And it actually sounds a little bit like that. If you look at the big deyesha on the bottom of the Mordechai, it says, oh, you see from here, it's aser lirshom al hasefer, shem hasefer mi bachotz, ulepos chob shabbos, right? The library book shayla. So what does one thing have to do with the other? The point is, he's saying that opening up the library book is not hachana leksiva in any way, but it is mechikas osios. So you see from this Mordechai that mechikas osios is aser, even when it's not hachana leksiva. However, to say that this is a dindo rice is very difficult, because mechatesi, the melacha, has two definitions. There's two dinim in the dindo raisa. It's hard to imagine that. So rather, the answer is that this is a dindo rabbanon, like the Mordechai himself says, because it's not a manas lechtov, it's a dindo rabbanon. And it's a dindo rabbanon. So the dindo raisa is mechika, that's hachana leksiva. And the dindo rabbanon is any type of mechikas osios. And to add a little flavor to this, the Rambam tells us in Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that there's two types of Yisurim de Rabbanan, of Shvos on Shabbos in general. And he repeats this in many places. Number one are things that are Gzeira Atu Malacha, and number two are things that are Domel in Malacha. Sometimes a activity will be asr on Shabbos, not because it will necessarily lead to melacha per se, but there's some element of dimyon to the melacha. And we derive that actually from tishbos. We'll talk a little bit later about whether that's a deoraisa or not. It's every shavus d'rabban and really deoraisa in some sense. Lemashal, when it comes to kosev. So kosev, if you look at the Rambam, Perek Chaf Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Kosev Neavos Malachos, Lefikach Aser Likhol Befuch Ukiotsevo Beshabis, Mipneshu Kikosev, the Aser Lilavos, Ulahavos, Xerashema Yichtov. In other words, there's two Isurim de Rabbanan Mishum Kosev mentioned in this halacha. One is something that's domet to Kosev. Not necessarily it's going to lead to Kosev, but it's domet to Kosev, like Likhol Asayan to put the mascara on. It's interesting because the Pashtus in the Bavli, the Maskana is that Kochel is Asar because of Tzaveya, but the Rambam says it's Asar because of Kosev. We talked about that when we did Tzaveya. So Kochel as Ayin is an Isser de Rabbanan on Shabbos because it's Domel Ksiva, not because it's going to lead to Ksiva. Nobody's going to say, well, if I'm allowed to put this stuff on my eye, I'm allowed to write a book, but there's a Dimyon to Ksiva. And sometimes things are asar gzeira mishum ksiva, though there's no dimyon ksiva, like lending money. Lending money is not in any way domet to kosev, but it's asar gzeira mishum kosev. So when we're talking about Isurim D'Rabbanan on Shabbos, sometimes worthwhile to think about which one is this? Is this Asur because of its Doma Malacha? It's because it's a Gzeira Atu Malacha. So it could be that Mechikas Osios from the cake is not Asur because it's going to lead to Mechika, but it's Domela Mechika because it's very similar in its act to Mechika, right? You're erasing letters. Typically, erasing letters is Mochik. Here it happens to be erasing letters isn't Mochik, but it's similar to Mochik, and therefore they said it's Asur. Parenthetically, why is Kol Dome to Kosev? Is it because you like use a utensil similar to a pen? We know that Ksivala or is Chayev, so maybe it's similar to that. It's also interesting that he says Kosev and not Roshem. Especially, well, I guess if you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, that Rishimos are limited to artistry. I don't know. Anyhow, we talked yesterday in the WhatsApp chat about the Rambam in Perichav Gimel Halacha Yudala that didn't sound like the Mishnah Berurah because he says that the reason why you can't take Meiser Behema on Shabbos is because it might lead to Roshem if you mark it with the Sikra. So it sounds like from the Rambam, the simple reading of the Rambam is that if you were to mark the animal with Sikra, with you were to, you know, put the red paint or whatever it is on the animal to note that it's the Meister, so that would be a D'oraisa violation of Roshem. That works very nicely if you learn like the Magen Mishnah and the Magen Avraham Bedasa Rambam, that Sritos is a violation of Roshem. If you learn like the Mishnah Berurah, it's a little more difficult. So Dani said from Rav Eliashiv that it's a Gzeira Atu. In other words, this is a form of Gzeira. Ayin Shum in the WhatsApp chat. But back to our case. So the point is that L'chora from the Mordechai, what comes out, what I would have said is like this. There's an Isser D'Oraisa of any type of erasure that is a hakshar to ksiva, including mechikas tishtush diyo. There's nisr d'rabbanan, anytime you erase letters, even when it's not a hakhana l'ksiva. I would have assumed that erasing tishtush that's not hakhana l'ksiva should be mutter, because it's tarti l'tivusa. Though again, last time we talked about the Chayadim's position, that he seems to even be machmir about that. If you have ink that spills on your hands, he's machmir that you shouldn't wash it off. And we talked about how that seems to be a very big chiddush. So that's the basic Mordechai. And the Mordechai is paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama quotes the Mordechai. The question is, are there any exceptions, any kulas? So the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Hei, and Simen Shin Mem, says that the Aguda has a kula that if you write the letters on the cake, bidvash me'urav b'mayim, it's mutter. You don't use frosting. I don't know what they normally used. But instead you have dvash me'urav b'mayim, it's mutter. So the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. It's still rishum o'nikker. In other words, you're still writing letters on the cake with this honey water mixture. So why does it help? So the Prima Gadim and Eshel Avraham Sif Katan Hay answers that the pshat in the Mekilim is because it's three shvusim. And kulei hailo gazru, why is it three shvusim? Number one is it's mochik shalom nas lechtov. Number two is it's mechikas davar sheinu miskayim, because the honey will disappear after a while. I assume it absorbs into the cake or something, so it's eino miskayim. And moreover, number three is you're writing al davar sheinu miskayim, because you're writing on cake. It's interesting that that's considered a third shvus. I would have thought that Einam Eskayim and Al Davar Sheinu Miskayim are really the same thing. But it's also interesting that it's considered Al Davar Sheinu Miskayim. Why is it Einam Eskayim? It's because the cake is going to get eaten. It's probably not make it Einam Eskayim. Maybe just because it's going to, the cake will rot or something like that. It'll dry up like the leaf. Anyway, so the Prima Gadim says, what's the pshat in the kula of the Aguda? Because it's a triple derabanan. And therefore, l'chora, what he's saying is, it's a darshin miskavim sikresha delo echbaslei and plus derabanan, so we're makel. Because after all, I'm not trying to erase the letters. I'm just eating. When I eat the cake, Memela, the letters are erased. So it's a psik reisha de lo ach b'slay on a triple derabanan. That's why the aguda thought it's mutter. But if it's a regular frosting, which would be miskayim, so then I guess it's a psik reisha, a double derabanan, and we're still machmir. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tesvat accepts the kula of the aguda. The Chazon Ish is machmir. As we know, the Chazon Ish doesn't like this whole idea of psik reisha, but double derabanan, but triple derabanan. He thinks that if you're machmir for psik reisha and a derabanan, then you'd also be machmir and a double derabanan. There's no makor and shas really to be machalik between them. But as I said, Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah is makel on that. I don't know how practical that is, but that's one kula that we have. Now the Dogamir Vava takes this one step further. And he says, really, he thinks the whole din of the Ramah is incorrect. And you should be permitted to erase the regular cakes that have letters written on them. Why? Says, well, of course, it's mutter according to the Trumas Hadeshen, cited in the Magen Avraham Shin Yudalad Hei, that is matir psik reisha b'derabanan. Now, even though we're machmir for the Magen Avraham over there, who says that we're machmir, the Trumas Hadeshen is makel for psik reisha b'derabanan, even though we pass on like the Magen Avraham, who's machmir for psik reisha b'derabanan, but here where it's mekalkal and it's kalach haryad, even the Magen Avraham should be matir. And if you look at the Levushe Srad, Sivkat and Chav Gimel, on the Magen Avraham over there, Shin Yodalad Hei, he shows that the Magen Avraham is matir apsik resha for Nisr Durabanan when it's Enesrich Lagufa Makalkal and Lo Nichale and Klachar Yad. In other words, the Magen Avraham is Mekel. Everybody's Mekel if it's a psik resha when it's Lo Nichale, Klachar Yad, and Makalkal. And therefore, the Dogmer Vava says, so this should be mutter also. This case of where you're cutting the cake, it's lo nichalei in terms of the mechika. It's klachar yad. This is definitely not a normal way to do mechika with a knife on a cake. And it's mekalko. So, but how could we go against the Maharam, the Halakha Maharam, right? We're going to see, and that's what Dogmer Vava says. The reason why the Ramah quotes it, nobody wants to go against the Maharam. Cited in the Mordechai. So he says, I'll tell you the pshat in the Maharam. The pshat in the Maharam, nobody understood it. The pshat in the Maharam is, they used to erase the letters as a skula. In other words, that wasn't a case of a psik resha de lo nichalei or de lo achbaslei. It was mamish mechavein lemechika. That's why I said it's aser. Now, is there any basis for that ukimta in the Maharam? So I don't know if this is a Raya Brura, but it's certainly a shtickle sniff, which is this Mordechai is talking about a case of Yantif. And what's going on in Yantif? Why do they have this these letters on Yantif that they wanted to erase? So there's a very old minug among Ashkenazim. It's really a very beautiful minug that the people do to some degree or others, that's quoted in a number of Rishonim. I'll read the way it's quoted in the Rokeach. This is the Rokeach Reish Tzadivav. Minag Aveseni Shemoshivin Hatinokos Lomod Beshvuos Lefi Shenitna Bo Torah. So, you know, the children start learning on Shvuos. Little babies. And he says, Remez Shemachnisin Hanar Shalal Yirakelos. So you bring the kid to Shul in the middle of the night, and you don't want the kid to see anything tameh, you wrap him up in a talis so he doesn't see a dog on his way to shul. Like the pasuk says, he gam hatzon v'abakar al yiru al muaharahu. He goes through all the psukim of Matan Torah. Kalos ha-shachar yom atzeres mevin ha-ne'arim al shem biyos ha-boker v'yi kolos uvrakim u'machasim tachas ha-nektorin. Put them under the outer cloth. And it goes on and on. Such a beautiful medrash and beautiful minag about all the different things we do to these little children when we bring them to shul to commemorate and to symbolize Matan Torah. And then they write on this luach, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Taf, Resh, Taf, Shin, Resh, Kuf, Torah, Tziva, Lanu, Torah, Tehem, Unasi, Vayikra, Moshe, and the Rebbe goes and he reads that Aleph, and the Tinok licks off the letters. And Then they bring out this uga, shenilusha bedvash, v'kasav aleha. So just listen to what was written on this cake that the Mordechai was talking about. It's unbelievable. Okay, this was what was written on the cake. Hashem Elokim nasan li lashon limudim ladas leos es ya'ef devar ya'ir baboker baboker ya'ir li ozen l'shma kelimudim Hashem Elokim psach li ozen v'anochi lo marisi v'achar lo nesugasi. And it's a whole Megillah written on a cake. And then what happens is they read out letter by letter, and the child licks off the letters from the cake, and then the cake, the kid eats it, right? The korei harav kolteva v'anar acharav umachilin lenar ha'uka v'habetza ki tov hu l'psichas halev. And then this is the part that's most important. He says, when you eat this cake, it's a skula for psichas hayra, by eating this cake. What a beautiful skula. That's what the Gomer of Ava says. That is what the Mordechai is talking about. This is not a shayla of a psikresha, darshin miskavein. They love to eat the letters on the cake because tovu l'psichas halev, it's a skula. So it's a skula. That's why you can't, that's why it's aser. But if it just says, happy birthday, Esther, on it, and now you want to eat that cake? That's totally okay. That's a sick ratio, the low echpus lay, and a triple derivative. Yes.
Last time I was at a birthday party, people very much cared which letter they got.
The mechika is irrelevant. It's not a skula to eat the letter. They just like a lot of frosting.
So no, I keep you the fight. Who gets part of the H? Who gets part of the A? Who gets part of the...
I don't think that the mechika that takes place is... It's still... The act of mechika is darshan miskaven. It's not done for a school of chachma. Anyhow, that is the heter of the Dagmer Vava. Now, the Pashtus says we don't accept that heter on its own. Maisa, we accept the Ramah. It's a very beautiful yishuv. We accept the heter of the Isser of the Ramah, quotes the Mordechai. So are there any other kulas? So the Magen Avraham quotes the kula of the Rash HaLevi. The Rash HaLevi's kula is that it's mutter if the teva is mehuga asma. In other words, if it's not that there's frosting written on top of the cake, but the cake or the cookie has the letters in it, baked into it, so then that's mutter. And the truth is, the Ramah's Lashon sounds that way a little bit, because he says it's aser lishmor ubos shexuvos alav kiminosios. In other words, it's aser when it's xuvos alav. The Gedolim Rav Ava says that this kula in Marash HaLevi is muchrach from the Gemara Misachem Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, because the Gemara there says, it's talking about some people used to make matzos with images on them, and they would make them to the matzos. So there's an issue over there, maybe you should do that because it would lead to chimutz because it takes more time to put these pictures or whatever they are into the matzos. But fundamentally, you see, there's no issue of mochek. You're allowed to eat the matzos with the images imprinted on them. So you see that the Marash HaLevi is muchrach. Now, why should this be different, though? Lamais, if you think that eating the cake with the frosting is mochek, so why is the fact that the letters are baked into the cake make any difference? So maybe it's because ksiva, this brings us back to the question that we discussed earlier in Kosev, maybe ksiva is writing on something else, like ink on paper. And mechika is being mochek the letters from the paper. So if that's the case, then over here, there's no mechika at all, because there's no writing on the cake. The cake is the writing. That's one way to understand it. We talked about earlier, that's not pashut at all. And that gets into the question of Rosh Shem HaOr versus Koreas HaOr, Ayin Sham. One way or the other, the Mishneh Berurah Sifkan Tezvav is mekel like the Marash HaLevi. And therefore, let's say when you have or other crackers that have writing that's baked into them, or olive-based crackers or things like that, that's mutter. Now, what about if instead of having letters on your cake, you have tsuros on the cake. So if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkan Vav, he writes that l'chora, that should equally be aser. And if, in other words, if you think that erasing the letters is mochek, so then we know that erasing tsuros is a told of mochek, it's told of mochek, and therefore it should also be aser. But the Magen Avraham says it sounds like from the Rama that he's meikel, because the Rama only said that it's aser to erase the letters. He didn't say it's aser to erase tsuros. So the Magen Avraham himself leaves off with the Tzarchian. But assuming that that's a good diak, in other words, assuming the Rama is meikel for tsuros, the question is why. So one way maybe to understand this is a bit radical, is to say like this, that the whole making tsuros is a tolda, like the Rambam says. It's a tolda of kosef, and likewise, it's a tolda of mochik if you erase them. And writing, erasing letters that are, if we're going to say erasing letters, that shalom anas lichtov is aser deoraisar, dumya deoraisar, it's only because it's doma to the av in the pool and not in the tachlis. So once it's erasing images, it's neither doma in the pool nor in the tachlis. So that's why it's mutter. Okay, that's one theory, but that only really makes sense if you think anyway this is a tolda. We said before it's probably not a tolda. So what's the heter to erase letters? So the Chazon Ish notes that l'chora it has to be that the tzura, erasing the tzura's mutter, from that same Gemara M'sachem that we saw, the Dabo Mirvava quote, that they would make tzuras on the matzos. The Chazon Ish doesn't like the theory of the Maharash Halevi to answer it. So how do we explain why the tzuras on the matzos mutter? So the Chazon Ish says you have to say one of two things. Either it's a psik resha in a double derabbanan, which he doesn't like. So he says, no, I'll tell you the pshat, that when you make an image on the cake or on the bread or in the matzah, that's not writing on the cake. That is the shape of the cake. It's the tmuna of the pas. Osios aren't that way. In other words, osios exist on their own. They're not bottles of the cake. We don't say the shape. This is the shape of the cake. This is the tsura of the cake. But when you make that stamp on the cake, when you have the biskvitim that have writing on it. So that is the tsura of the cake. And therefore, interestingly enough, even though if you write that, it's probably kosev, but after you've written it, it becomes the image of the cake, and therefore breaking it or eating those crackers wouldn't be mochik. That's what the Chazon Ish says. We'll get back to that svar in just a moment when we talk about packages. But first, a very interesting another kula. We mentioned this earlier in the year. The Taz here is a wild kula. He says the reason why he thinks it should be mutter is because it's derech achila, just like we're matir tochen and borer derech achila. Now, as we pointed out when we learned borer, when we mentioned this, this is a very shocking idea. And the Chazon Ish points that over here, because the pshat over there, l'chor, is that normal eating involves brera, and therefore there's a heter of borer in when it's derech achila, or the same thing perhaps for tochein. But obviously the normal way of writing and erasing doesn't in any way involve eating. And therefore, what you see from this is that the Taz held that there's this general kula called derech achila, which is shayach to all malachos, which is quite fascinating. I don't think that position is generally accepted. So Lamaisa, what do we have to say about eating the birthday cake? So the Mishnah Berurah is only willing to accept the kula of the Davar Mirvava when you break the letters at the time that you're eating. L'chora, because in this case, it's kalachar yad. And even though, actually, it doesn't sound like the Mordechai himself would be matir b'ki agavna, the mice in the Mishnah Berurah is meikel. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Which is, in other words, but otherwise he's machmir, which is interesting because as we already noted, the Mishnah Berurah in some places is willing to be Mako in a Psik Reishis Lo Nichalei and an Isser D'Rabbanan. And here, especially where it's Kalachar Yad, and it's you know, Ray Willig's theory is difficult for this because this is a broad, a local Isser D'Rabbanan, Mova Shalom Naz Lotov. And it maybe it's a triple Rabbanan. Anyway, but that's the Mishnah Berurah. He's willing to be Mako when you eat the cake, but not cut the cake. So therefore, if you want to do this on Shabbos, one Eitzah is to make the cuts in the letters, you know, where you're going to cut the piece of cake before Shabbos. So then you've already broken up all the letters and you cut them before Shabbos. And then when you eat the cake on Shabbos, that's going to be mutter according to the Mishnah Berurah.
Will I be telling in the Shabbos about opening paper?
About what?
Opening and closing a library book? And you cut the cake, but you don't put the other. As Eitz Rebbe was giving, cut the cake between, cut the letters in half. And now it's like a library book, which is
right.
You still have to come onto that heter.
I didn't hear you. So
when you cut the letters,
right before Shabbos,
right before Shabbos.
But you could also cut it in between letters. No, that wasn't my Eitz. If you could cut the cake by not cutting through letters, but rather cutting in between letters, that's another kula. I was about to say that. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tes Ha'ara Mem Ches, is a different kula. He says that even if we're machmir not to cut between the letters, through the letters, that's when the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. But if you cut in between letters, that's going to be okay. It's only, the only time we say you can't cut in between letters is by the Isser of Mechikas Hashem. But Mechikas Hashem is different. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, because the Isser is to be Soser the Shem Hashem. But over here, that's not relevant. And therefore, this is again very similar to what we talked about last time, two times ago, we talked about Osachas Betzferi and Osachas Betzipori. If you cut the cake in between the letters, in other words, you're not breaking through any letter, that's Mutter on Shabbos. So that's another kula. The kula is, what I said kula, what I suggested is, if you're not going to be able to cut in between letters, then you cut through the letters before Shabbos, and then you could eat on Shabbos, even though you're going to be erasing, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah is matir. A different kula, if you're able to cut the cake by only breaking through the letters, so that's when Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. I saw a machlokas among the contemporary poskim whether what about script letters? Because script letters, they're connected, but they're separate letters. So Rabbi Ribiat is makel on that. He says that since the letter remains in its tzura, so then that would be mutter. Even though they're connected. Kol Shekein, like that idea that Dani quoted last time from Rav Moshe. Okay, so Yossi, I wasn't able to hear your question. Do you want to ask that again?
I was just asking, in Rebbe's Eitzah, cut the letters in between, cut the letters in half. But coming Shabbos, the cake is together.
Right.
So it looks like, is that similar to the library bookcase, where when you pull it apart, you're pulling the letters apart? Together.
But when you cut the letters, when you cut through the letters before Shabbos, so
it still looks like a letter. Coming Shabbos,
but they're already broken. All you're doing is separating. You're saying that if you're machmir not to open the library books, you don't accept the kula of the Ramah. So Mimela, even though they're already broken up before Shabbos, and you're just pulling them apart, right? but that's going to be no worse than the Tshuvas HaRama, right? So if you want, if you're choshesh for the Rama, then this would be aser. If you're not choshesh for the Rama, if you're machmir against the Rama, which is the Lavush, so then this would be aser. Probably, I think that's probably correct. Unless they're, the only reason why it might be a little different is because here the gap between the letters is visible Meirosh, as opposed to the library book where the letters at the start of Shabbos are totally intact.
Rabbi, but that's only if you hold the kula is because it's derech. In other words, but let's say you hold the kula is because you can break up a letter. In other words,
then correct. If you hold like the Magen Avraham's reason for the kula of the Rama, then this would be worse. You're saying.
And this is,
because the Magen Avraham says that the reason why you're allowed to open a library books is because, not like the Rama's reason, that right. Breaking up this is mutter, but because you're allowed to, the Magen Avraham's reason is because like opening and closing a door. So if that's the reason why this is mutter, so that kula doesn't help over here, right? Because this isn't meant to undo and do. So who, you know, so this is a much more chamor shaila. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But if you hold...
I was just saying a different point, which is that when you cut through the frosting before Shabbos and you separate the letters, so I don't know. So the letters are now separated. So this is much, you could argue, I'm not sure if think about it, but you could argue this is much more kal than the case of the library book. In the case of the library books, the letter, when the book is closed, the letters are totally intact. In a case of frosting, when you break through the letters before Shabbos, the letters are not intact. They're separated. They're separate pieces. So I guess you could argue it's similar to the question that we had with the puzzle. I don't know. In other words, the letters are separate and distinct. That's the pieces of the letters are separate and distinct. It's not like the library books where you have whole letters. So even if you're machmir against the Rama, maybe this would be mutter. I don't know.
If you have letters written with a stencil, so the letters when they were first written are broken up. Are you saying that one could take, like, let's say, on this stencil letters on a cake? That's not
I hear what you're saying. You're saying that you see that in that case, where they're read together, even though they're already broken into pieces, they're still a whole letter. And since they're a whole letter, and now they're broken up, and especially if you couldn't figure out what they are anymore, so then it would be mechika regardless. And then, so this would be mechika regardless. And moreover, the kula, the Magen Avraham's version of the Rama library book heter wouldn't apply here. So this eitzah is a bad eitzah. Okay, I think about it more. I hear what you guys are saying. Good. So you should always put your letters on the like a separate thing so you could take it off. That's what the belt does. Fine. Lemaisa. You have the Dagel Merivava to be Samechan in the day. And even though the Mishnah Brura doesn't accept the Dagel Merivava, as we pointed out, Lishitaso, in terms of what he says in other contexts, it should really be Mutter, because it's a Psikreshid Al Nichalayan, double or triple Durabanan. Okay. Now, a more common question that comes up in terms of breaking up letters is with respect to bags or packaging or the like. So certainly if the Rama said that you can't cut the cake on Shabbos, so l'chora you shouldn't be able to break up letters when you open up packages. And again, even though here it's certainly a psik resha de lo echbaslei, when you break up the writing in the packages, when you rip open the packages, l'chora would be the same type of problem. And l'chora, the same thing would be true if you break up the images. In other words, like the Magen Avraham said, even if you don't break up the letters, but you do break up the images, since we say the Roshim is a told of Kosei, so it should be Yasser. But we also saw that the Magen Avraham was Medayik from the Rama, that breaking up the letters on the cake is Yasser, but not the Tsuros. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, which is quoted in note 28 of the Dirshu, says that it would be mutter to, when opening packages, to break up the images. Why? Because these tsuros are part of the bag. It's not like a separate seer on top of the bag, but it's part of the bag. And therefore, assuming there's no iser of korea, as we talked about when we learned korea, so it should be mutter to do it. This is basically the same chiddush that the Chazon Ish said to explain why it would have been mutter to eat the matzahs with the tsuros on them. And it's, as I said, it's a very fascinating chiddush, because when you wrote, if I was writing the, you know, drawing on the bag and writing that tsura on the bag, that would surely be roshim. However, once I write it, we don't say it's now separate from the bag, but it is the bag. It becomes one chafetz, like and memela. Now at this point, it's mutter to rip the bag. And again, Be'etzem, I think that's the same svar that the Chazon Ish was saying.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Perhaps I didn't understand the Chazon Ish correctly, but I thought the Chazon Ish, I guess I didn't see it inside. I thought the Rebbe was quoting it. It was like the shape of the food item was shaped by the image. And that's why you can say that I'm not going to call it an image as much as like the shape of the cake. So it's not mochek to cut it. But
no, it's not limited to that, because again, the case, the raya that he's trying to explain is the Gemara Pesachim, where they would put tsurot into the matzah.
Isn't that hainuhach? Right. I mean, I don't see why that's a steer to what I'm saying.
So let's say I have a matzah that has a picture of a Kiddush cup on it, four kosos, right? So now, what he's saying is that, well, you could eat that. Why? Some of them say, oh, it must be that those images on the matzah weren't really pictures. But he assumes that, no, it was a picture. So you have a picture of arba kosos on your matzah. You're allowed to eat the matzah. But why? So he's saying, well, that is the shape of the matzah. I mean, the matzah is still round. It just has engraved into it the arba kosos. But that's the shape of the matzah. And therefore, it's not like you have the matzah plus this picture on top of it, such that there would be a shiloh of mochek. That's what you would say if it was a picture on paper. But when you have images that are engraved into food, so we say, no, that's now the shape of the food. Just like
right, if, so that's good for the meaning. So that's very different to say that if you have something.
I don't know if the Chazon Ish would say that for the bags. Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying the same svara for the bags.
Isn't that like a mamish, like that's tremendously different. If you have something which is engraved into the food, to say that's the shape of the food, but if you have, you know, the image and the letter, it's the same printing on the label. Like why, that's the shape? The shape is completely the same, irrelevant of what's printed on it. So like have...
Yeah, I agree. It's a big chiddush, and I agree with you. It's a bigger chiddush than a Chazon Ish. I think the idea is that all packaging has colors, it has designs, it has, and one of the things it does is it has part of the marketing is the images that are on it. And that is the package, as opposed to writing on top of the package, which is something else that's on top of it. So you have two things. You have not physically two things. Physically, they're identical, obviously. But conceptually, when it comes to the writing, there's the package and there's the writing on the package. When it comes to the images of the package, so then it's just the package. And this is its shape and its style and the like. But yes, I hear what you're saying. It is a somewhat of a jump.
Is Reb Shlomo Zalman going on every tour or a tour of packages?
He's talking about just tour of packages, I believe. So as he said,
isn't it printed on top, or it's printed after? You have like the cereal box.
It might be printed afterwards. I don't think that it matters. The same thing, I don't think, the point is that once you write it, it becomes it.
But then every tour, if you take cardboard and you
quote it, if you want to look, it's in Shlomo 5th. Unless, of course, you're miskafein l'kach. It is. I agree with what you're saying. It is. It's a chiddush. Okay, so we're going to talk more about opening packages, Be'ezras Hashem, after we do Bona and Makrit Patish and the like. I know we keep on coming back to it again and again, and when we're done, we'll have a chance to go through each of the potential issues systematically and talk about what solutions there might be. I want to, having talked a little bit about mochek, to talk a little bit about gzeros mishum mochek, and to briefly talk about shtari hadyotos. Briefly, because you could spend a lot of time on this, and I have to go in 15 minutes or so. But briefly, talk a little bit about gzeros shamayimcha. So Chachamim asered kriya b'shtari hadyotos. What are shtari hadyotos? So if you look at Rashi, Kufta, Zayin, and Mabes, and some other places, shtari hadyotos are shtari mekach umemkar, cheshbonos, and the like. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos and Perek Chav Gimel says that shtari hadyotos even include igro shalom, which might give you the impression that shtari hadyotos aren't just business-related things, but anything, almost any type of non-Torahic writing. We'll get back to that in one moment. Why did they aser reading shtari hadyotos? So the Rosh says, because of mensel chetz chavadavar davar, and that's certainly intuitive if you learn like Rashi's definition. The Rambam, Parakhav Gimel, Halacha Yud Tes writes, aser likros b'shtari hadyotos b'shabbos, shelo yekachol, the Yaval Limchok. So he sort of says two things, but he says it as one. He says, Shelo Yekechol, the Yaval Limchok. So ultimately, and it's interesting because the Gemara later on has both of those possibilities, and the simple meaning of the Gemara is these are two separate concerns. But the Rambam understands, he merges the two, and ultimately the reason for the Isser, Shtari Hadyotos, is because of Achshash Mechika, which is why we're talking about it over here. The Gemara in Kufman Tes Amud Aleph says, besides the Isser or Shtari Hadyotos per se, the Chachamim also asserted other things, Gzeira Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hadyotos. Shtari Hadyotos, it's very clear from the Gemara, they were very worried about this. Ad Kedei Kach, there's an opinion in the Gemara, which we don't accept the halacha, that they asserted learning Mikra, Ksuvim, if Atu Shtari Hadyotos. Anyway, So they assert certain additional things that aren't shtari hadyotos, gzeira atu shtari hadyotos, gzeira shamikra shtari hadyotos. So that's why they said it's assert to read a list of guests or a list, like a menu, a list of treats. And the Gemara also says there are other things that they assert. Tana Rabbanan, ksav ha-mahalich tachas atzura, the tachas hadyuknos, assert likros b'shabbos, writing under images, like a caption of sorts, is usher to read it on Shabbos. Rashi explains, what is this? Kegon b'nei Adam ha-metzayrim b'kosel chayos mishunos o dukyonos diuknos shal b'nei Adam shal maisim kegon mochemes David v'golias. So you have, I don't know, a fresco on the wall with David and Golias fighting each other. And v'kosven tahteha zutzura chaya plonis v'zu diuknis Ploni Plons. And underneath you write a caption. This is a picture of David, and this is Goliath, and this is a rose, Asher likros b'shabbos, Rashi says, shema yikra b'shtar yadiyotos. According to Rashi, this is asher shema yikra b'shtar yadiyotos. Why? Because it isn't shtar yadiyotos, right? It just says this is a picture of a rose, but it's gzeira mishum shtar yadiyotos. The Rambam doesn't say the reason why this is asher, though, as we said, it could be l'shitaso, this is shtar yadiyotos, because the Rambam sounded like any non-Torah dika writing, basically, is shtar yadiyotos. So for the Rambam, this might be shtar hadiotos. For Rashi, at the least, it's gzera atu shtar hadiotos. So what's included in the Yisr? Lemaisa, what can't you read? So according to Rashi, Shita, this is Rashi and Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Tezayin Abase. This is also the view of the number of Rishonim. The Re, Tosus, Kuf Tezayin Abase, the Rash, Perk Kuf Gimel, Os Aleph. Shtar hadiotos are shtari mekach umemkar, shtari chovos, mashkonos, and these are violations of Mimso Chafzacha. That's what shtar hadiotos is. And then they added other things, Zera Mishum Shtari Hadiotos, when these are basically things that have no need, no value, at least on Shabbos, like Savham Halach Tachas Hatsura, Igro Shalom, Sifrei Chol, all those things are Aser, Zera Atu Shtari Hadiotos. I'll read you just also in the Rush to get a feel for his perspective. The Shtari Hadiotos de Asir Lemikri Bey, Perishri, Hanushtari mekach umemkar, v'shtari chovos umashkonos, mishumim tzolchav tzolchav d'aradavar, igrei reshus, hen divrei shlomos v'hen ben tzorech, right, who needs to read greeting cards on Shabbos, umedasrinam ksav shemahalach tachas atzura, v'tachas adyuknos, since we asked reading these captions under the picture, shen ben tzorech klal, that are worthless, like who needs to read them? Fasrinan Shamayikrab Shariadiotos, Zerat Shariadiotos, Nirduad in Yigar Shrishos, so to a letter, so to a greetings card, happy birthday card, right? If for the same reason why you can't read the captions, you shouldn't be able to read a birthday card. Adkan Harash. And that's what a number of Rishonim and Achronim accept. As opposed to the Rambam, and there are other Rishonim as well, the Meiri and Kuf Mem Ches, they all say no, that basically anything written that isn't Torah is Aser on Shabbos. So, for example, are you allowed to read a science book? Sifrei Chachma Mada. So according to the Rashi school of thought, that would totally be Mutter. According to the Rambam, it's absolutely Aser. The only thing that's Aser is reading Torah. The only thing that's mutter, sorry, is reading Torah. Now, what constitutes reading? So the Rush quotes Ikam Rabavsa de Amri lo Asru Limnos Haorchem Mitoch Aksav Ela Mekriya Domiya de Fiv Aval Yunig lo Kriya Shar. If you just scan it with your eyes, it's mutter. But the Rush rejects this. Mustabra Lan de Yune Nami Aser de Tanim Tosefta Ksav Shetachas Atzura V'Diuknos Aser Listakel Ben Mishabes. Even Istaklus is Aser. So it doesn't matter if you read it out loud or you just scan it with your eyes. It's Aser, and that's the way we paskin. So Lamaisa, how do we paskin in this broad machlokas between the Rashi Rush school of thought, who's more lenient, also the Ramban and others, versus the Rambam, who's more machmir. So the Velt paskins lakula, like the Rashi. That's the view of the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Mishnah Brura, Simen Shin Zayin Sifkat and Nun Beis, and others. Any poskim, though, write that Yerushalayim should be machmir for Shitas Rambam and just study Torah. Among Sfardim, perhaps there's more of a reason to poskim like the Rambam. Ashkenazim seem to be a little more makel on this. But even among Sfardi poskim, there are those who are makel because Rov Rishonim Lamais are makel against the Rambam. Take a look. The Yalkut Yosef writes that the Yeshlam Akilim Bekriyas Chadashos Biton Yeshlam Ami Lismoch. We'll get back to newspapers in a moment. So what's mutter lemaisa? Practically, what am I allowed to read? So let's assume for Ashkenazim, for those who are willing to follow Rashi, Rash lenient opinion. So what's mutter is Ksav Shel Chachma. That's Pashat is mutter. You could read a science book. We'll talk about studying for a science test in a moment, but you could read a science book. What Kriya of Torah is obviously mutter. Kriya that Letzorech Mitzvah is also mutter. The Magen Avraham says that in Shin Zayin Sif Katan Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, Mem Zayin, and the Priva Gadim explains Eishal Avram Tezayin that the reason why we're Matir Litzarach Mitzvah is because once you accept the view of Rashi and Rush, that the reason for the Isser is rooted in Mim Tzolchetzecha, so Chefzei Shemayim is Mutter. So according to the Rambam, it's not clear that Ksiva, that's Litzarach Mitzvah, is going to be Mutter. Because since the Rambam says it's Aser Shema Yimchok, so there's not necessarily going to be a Kula of Litzarach Mitzvah. But if you follow the Shita of Rashi Rash, that the is rooted in Mitzvah, Chefzecha should be Mutter. And then, just one second, the third type of Ksiva that's going to be Mutter is something that's not Dome to Shtari Hedyotis at all, like something engraved on a wall, right? The way the Mishnah Berurah explains that is the Mishum Shema Yimchok Leka Dechakika Kevan Shish Shokas Kasha Lehimachek. It's going to be Mutter if there's no Chshash Mechika because it's engraved into the wall. And likewise, you're never going to be machlef it with shtar hadiotos because you never write a shtar, never engrave a shtar into the wall. So things that don't resemble business documents, like writing chiseled on a wall, plus there's no chash machika, it's going to be mutter as well. So again, like we said, science books are going to be usher. Business books will probably be, science books will be mutter. Just one second, Gabe. Business books will be usher. That's certainly mental chafzacha. History books are questionable. The Shulchan Aruch prohibits Sifrei Milchamos. So it sounds like there's an Isser on history. You could try to argue that that's like worthless history. That's like lists of descriptions of battles, but a history book that teaches you valuable information is different. And in a moment, after we take Gabe's question, we'll talk about whether these things are mutter, A, for studying, B, what about if they give you pleasure? Is there any kula if you enjoy reading a history book or you enjoy reading a novel or the like, would that be mutter? Even if we don't think it's chachma, is there a heter for hanya? Yes, Gabe.
Well, I think I saw some of the Achronim raise this sad, but if you say like the Rambam, that's the problem of Shema Yimchok. So the types of ink that are used, no one can erase books nowadays. The types of things that, certainly it's not nitan to erase books nowadays. There's no chashash you're going to, if you poured water on the page of your book, nothing would come out. That should be mutter for the Rambam also.
Well, you put white out, if you put white out on a book, is that the machika? Anyway, the Pashta says, batla taima la batla takama. But it is possible to machika anyway.
And it's possible to machika in theory by something engraved. Fine. But they are not nitan limachik.
Yeah, but I agree. And I agree that it could be they wouldn't have made the gzeira nowadays because machika is so much lo shchiach. But the question is... But so time,
no, I know. But the thing
about
the time,
we'll get back to. We'll talk about that a little more in a couple here.
This is just like the Takana Mikara didn't apply to things that were engraved. That means Chazal were only attacking on things you can erase. I saw what's his name, Eitam Henkin. Shemi Kamdamo has a long article trying to prove this position, but he brings a bunch of Achronim, I think, to say it.
Okay. I hear. I didn't think about it. Okay. It's a good have to think about it. Okay, so let's talk about studying for a test. Yes.
Rebbe, wouldn't reading for, like, I guess outside of studying, like, wouldn't you be reading it, like,
we're going to get to Pachter in a moment. That's the Magen Avraham. We'll get there in 1 minute, I hope. Okay, so let's first talk about studying. So let's say you're studying for a test that's a Torah test, or certainly, or even a Chachma test. L'chora, that should be permitted, as long as you don't say that you're studying for the test during the week. Then it's a Shaila of Hachana Nikeres. But if you're just doing it, and you don't say you're studying for your weekday test, l'chora, it's should be mutter technically. Now, for someone who doesn't enjoy the studying, it's boring and tedious, then l'chora it's inappropriate. And even though you have a test coming up, you know, you're supposed to go into Shabbos kilu melach tochasuya. And this is the opposite. Here you're wrecking your Shabbos because you're worried about what you have coming up during the week, right? Chazal said that you shouldn't even daven. You shouldn't even have bakashos on Shabbos for that reason. Yerushalmi says, at least, Bavli sounds like a different reason, but Yerushalmi says, tani asur l'tvot tzrachah b'Shabbos. And if you look at the Karban Eda, he says, why? Lefi shemechlal oneg Shabbos hu shiachshav ha'adam kilu kol melachto asui. V'ashot tzrachav umare behepach. V'gam evi daiga b'libo. The Medrash Tanchuma writes, as quoted by many of the poskim, he write, the Medrash says, "Lafikach emes palim b'Shabbos shmona esrei shemia lo chole b'soch beis el mizkar mirofei chole am l'Yisrael v'humeitzar v'Shabbos nitna l'Yisrael k'dusha l'oneg l'menucha v'lo l'tzar." And therefore, all you daven for on Shabbos is menucha. And the Machzor Vitri, others quote it. Lefikach tikna rabbanan tefila she'en batzar mishur tefila she'en batzar mishun davar shebaolam. So if I'm on Shabbos, I shouldn't be thinking about my exam on Monday. So maybe I should study, especially if I don't enjoy studying. Now, again, you could say, well, let's say I'm not on that madrega, and if I don't study on Shabbos, then it's going to be tsar for me because I'm going to be anxious about my test all of Shabbos. I'm not going to be able to relax. So, okay, maybe you could say L'maisa, since it qualifies as Chachma, it's, assuming it's not a business test, then maybe it should be Mutter. But I think what a person should be striving for, certainly, is to be in a Madrega where Kilu Kol Melach Tochasuya. What about reading a street sign? So I saw two reasons brought by the Poskim for leniency, both of them cited by the Shabbos home on page 56. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa writes that this should be mutter because it's lo asi lechlufei b'ksivas hashtar, similar to the chakak on the wall. And it's a little more of a chiddush over here because it's not actually engraved into the street sign. So this is perhaps more bordering on what Gabe was saying, why if you accept this svara, then all reading should be mutter, according to the Rambam at least. Wouldn't help for Rashi, but according to the Rambam at least. This is more similar to writing on the wall because the street signs. So that's one tzad l'hakel. That's much to read the street signs because it's like writing on the wall. The Megillah Sefer has a different theory. He wants to say that the only types of writing that's usher is things that have some type of sipur dvarim, that are telling a story, because those are in some way similar to actual Shtari Hediotos, like Divrei Melitzos and Sifrei Melchamos. But a street sign doesn't tell a story, just a piece of information. Now, the problem is that this is meforish against the Gemara, that Ksav Hamhalech Tachas Atzur is Aser, right? So he says, well, look at Rashi. Rashi has that whole Arichos. But I don't know. I didn't really hear so much because Lamaisa, it's still Rashi still says Zutsura Ploni. That's not a Sipur Dvarim. It's just saying, I don't know, this is a picture of a dinosaur. So I think that's a little bit of a chiddush. Simcha Benim Kohen writes, Nafkamina, those two reasons would be an ingredients label. If you hold like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the ingredients labels would be Usher. But if you hold like the reason of the Megillah Sefer, it's only Usher if it's telling a story. So then Memela, ingredients level, which is labels, which are pure information, would be Mutter. L'maisi could be Mekel on ingredients levels for a different reason, because it's like Sav Shel Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be healthy. And also, as we'll see in a moment, there's the Heter, Tzarech HaGuf, and this would be Tzarech HaGuf. So is there any heter because of Hana? So this all comes down to Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph, in Sif Aleph and Beis, is like this. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos, but Bachurim Hamsangim B'Kfitzasam, if you love running, so then it's Mutter. V'chem Liros Kol Davar Shemis Angimbo, and it's also mutter to think, to see things that you chap hana from. the chayim mutar l'tayel b'shabbos. So what is included here in looking at things that you enjoy? So the Magen Avraham Sifkan Dalet writes, Perush, af al pi she'asar liros d'yuknaos, k'mo she'kasav shin zayin, mikol makom im hari'iya oneglo, mutar liros. So even though you're not allowed to see d'yuknaos, but if you enjoy it, it's mutar. So everybody jumps on this Magen Avraham because we didn't say over there in Shin Zayin that it's usher to see the Diuknos. We said it's usher to read the Ksav Shetachasta Diuknos. Magen Avraham is conflating two things. He's saying it's mutter to see the Diuknos if you enjoy it. So the Mamre Mordechai, the Alter Rebbe, they all ask on this. But Lamaisa, the way the Magen Avraham seems to understand it, as the Prima Gadim understands, is that there's a heter of Tainug. He's talking here about the Ksav Shemitachas HaDuknos. And he's saying that even though in Shin Zayin we asur Ksav Shetachas HaDuknos, but if you enjoy it, then it's mutter. Just like Hiluchacha B'Shabbat shouldn't be like B'chol, but if you enjoy running, it's mutter. So too, if you enjoy reading these things, it's mutter. Now, the problem with this is that the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin, Tez Zayin, asurs Melitzos, Mashalim, and Sichas Chulin, and Sefrei Melchamos. Now, everybody reads Sefrei Melchamos because they enjoy it, right? Why else would somebody read Sefrei Melchamos? It's not talking about somebody who's like reading it for work, like he's a general or something, you know, he needs to figure out how to go to battle. It's talking about someone who enjoys reading Narishkeit. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch, there is no heter of Oneg. So it could be that the way the Magen Avraham understood it is that there we're more machmir, because like the Shulchan Aruch himself says, this is shtus. This is, anyway, it's Moshev Leitzim. But in the event that you enjoy it and it's healthy, then maybe there's a tzad to be makel. And this is one of the tzadim lahakel that the post can bring down, why it's mutter to, why it is mutter to read newspapers. What other kula is there for newspapers? So it comes from the Machlokas Rishonim about letters. Take a look at Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Tezayin Beis. He says, the Velt reads letters on Shabbos. Question is, why should be mutter? The Reis says, well, Pamim Sheish Mabikuach Nefesh. Then Rabbeinu Tam is a little more makel, and he says, well, either it might be Pikuach Nefesh, or if you read it already before Shabbos, then you know what's in there and it's mutter. It actually sounds a little bit like Gabe was saying before, because it sounds like since you know it's there, there's no chash machika because you already read it before Shabbos. Anyway, the Tur Lamaisa quotes Mekilim on this. He says the Tur writes that they're those that are makel for reading letters because they have tzar haguf. The Tur himself is machmir though. He says lo dami l'shtar hadyoto shein ben tzar haguf klal they nearly tam maspik. That's not a good enough reason. Either because it's not an atzar chagof, or he just doesn't think the reason's right. But Lamaisa the Beis Yosef is makel. He says, since it's an Issur Rabbanan, we could follow the lenient views among the Rishonim for letters. And therefore, he says, you should also throw in those that are makel for scanning. So you're allowed to read letters as long as you scan it because of tzar chagof. And that's Paskind and Shin Zayin Sif Yodalit. Rav Moshe, take a look at Orachayim Chelakei Simim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. He questions the relevance of that kula anymore because nobody gets any information anymore from letters. So maybe it's not so pashat. In terms of newspapers, again, I have to just rush because I got to go in 1 minute. The Shvus Yaakov is quoted by the Mishnah. The Mishnah verse is most achronim or machmir for newspapers. He quotes the Shvus Yaakov is Mekel. If you look up the Shvus Yaakov is Mekel, basically because it's Archagov, because there's vital information in newspapers. So some say, okay, there's no vital information in newspapers anymore. But Lamaisa, if you hold the heter of Oneg, it's still going to be Mutter, as the Yavit says. And if you hold in general that Archagov should be understood a little more broadly, so Ken Zayin, even newspapers nowadays would be Archagov. So newspapers are big machlokes of poskim. Many poskim are machmir. There are some tzadim lahakel. Not bad tzadim lahakel. One issue with newspapers is that they're full of advertisements, and the pashtus advertisements for sure are asur because of der shamit shtari hadyotos. Okay, I have to go. I'm very sorry for cutting it short, And Be'ezras Hashem will pick up on Thursday and we'll do the Gzeiros, Mishum Kosev, Mekach Memkar, etc., etc. Have a good day.